Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Our co-host and head of production, Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good things coming up for you this hour. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Some odds and ends we'll get into. We got a new contest kicking off we want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And plenty more, but we get to kick off the hour the way we like to, the way we have missed doing with our good friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Woohoo! Good morning.
Yeah, Brittany's back.
It's a great way to start.
Yeah,
I want all weather forecast now to start off with. Woo!
Yes,
yeah, let's do it.
All of them. Doesn't matter what the weather's going to be. Brittany, how you been?
I've been all right, hanging in there. Much, much better here this week, but looks like not much happened when I was gone with the weather.
No,
not really. Yeah,
it's a good week to take off.
Yeah. We knew that you were a little under the weather. We talked to Mother Nature about that. You know, she took a break last week. She's
very
like,
nice.
Oh, we're going to take it easy. We're going to take it easy.
About time. You know what I mean? About time.
It really is. Really is.
Yes.
As we are gearing.
We're going to continue this heat wave.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is that what's going on? Okay.
Yes, it's fantastic. In fact, I mean, if you like the summer heat, right? I'm ready for fall, but I know a lot of people are enjoying this. So we're going to be about 15 degrees above average still today, highs about 87 degrees. Oh, but the good news is that humidity that's been sitting here for a little while is gone now. So it's actually just a dry heat, 87 degrees. So
nice.
I'll take that. Beautiful sunshine all day long. And then
pretend we're in Arizona.
I know. It's so funny because one of my meteorologist friends down in Milwaukee, he messaged me. He's like, are we living in Arizona or what? Right on with that. Absolutely. We're going to hang on to that high heat tomorrow, too, and sunshine all week long.
Oh, wow. Not bad. Not bad at all. That's a nice way to go into the week.
Take
all
it.
Right. Thank you, Brittany. And good to have you back. You have a great start to the day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning, getting us an update on Mother Nature. As I mentioned, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is around the corner, everybody. We're also going to get into the most healthy menu items at America's fast food chains.
That should be interesting.
We've got that one coming up for you. Americans are looking for, well, what kind of things are they looking for? We're going to find out together. Got that coming up for you. We'll, of course, have the 9 o'clock hour kicking off with the kitchens open. Looking forward
That's
to this
right.
one.
It's a special one.
It is a special unique one.
Yes.
It's a very special one. Looking forward to that. That'll be kicking off the 9 o'clock hour, as it does every Monday. Well, some entertainment news. We lost a entertainment legend. There is a follow-up to last week's Goonies story.
Oh.
Got to do that.
Okay. All right.
Dolly Parton was honored. I want to talk about that and her wine. And we got the Emmy winners to get into. So got a lot of entertainment
about
news.
That, yeah.
Got all of that coming up for you. But first, we begin with a runaway pig. Where else would we start a Monday morning?
That's right. Bacon on the
where
loose.
Where are you going?
Yep. Yep. Bacon. Run on the run.
On the run. On the hoof. Right there.
Authorities in Wisconsin are trying to find the owner of an unusual escaped pet found wandering the streets, a large pig. The Franklin Police Department said that the porcelain pedestrian was found wandering in the area of West Ryan Road and West Loomis Road earlier this week.
Okay.
Just bopping around. We're attempting to reunite this bundle of joy with its rightful owner, the police wrote on social media. The pig was turned over to the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission, which is attempting to find the animal's owner.
Oh, wow.
But as far as I could find this morning, nobody has claimed this pig.
Oh, come on. Time to find the pig.
Now, this is a big pig.
That is a large porcelain. Boy. There's nothing small about that one.
No,
yikes.
No. They think, you know, whatever you think of, like, cute little pigs, like Babe or anything, this is a handsome pig, but it's a big pig.
We're talking prize winner size pig. Yeah.
Pigs get big.
You're going to notice if this is missing. This isn't one of the. Where did Oink Oink go?
Yeah.
Where's Oink Oink? Where did he go? Where that little guy?
Hey, Mildred, have you seen our 300-pound pig?
Yeah. I just said it. It was right here when I last. I turned around and he's gone. We don't necessarily think of pigs as runaway animals.
Not really.
I don't even think of pigs that can run. I don't think of them.
Yes, they can. Have you never seen a pig catching contest at a fair?
Oh, that's right.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the fair, Melissa, because I would have felt this way, that is, until our Central Wisconsin State Fair. And as we were going along in our morning shift together, Melissa's like, "Well, you got to see the pig race. They're right over there." I'm like, "Pig race? I've never seen this before." I'm so glad you told me to do that, because I went over there and I saw two different pig races, and that was a lot of fun.
Craziness.
Yeah. It's very cool.
And those are little pigs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those are
more piglets. Yeah.
But yes, they do run very fast. But you don't want to let pigs out in the wild, because it does not take them very long to turn wild.
Feral.
Didn't know that. Yep. Yes. Interesting.
Yes. Feralize. They got to survive somehow, right? Yeah.
It's an issue. It's a problem. You don't want pigs getting out.
Imagine if human beings were like that. Like
we kind of are.
As I was saying it, it was
Haven't
one of those things.
Haven't you ever seen Lost?
Yeah, it was one of those things, yeah. Whenever they do post-apocalyptic movies, it's always who's worse, the virus or the people, you know, and all that and everything. Yeah, I do like the idea of this pig and its owner being reunited. Let's hope that it happens.
Yeah,
hope that it happens.
I want to know the pig's name.
Yeah,
that's what I'm really curious about.
I have so many follow-up questions. I want to know the pig's
name. There's
some
people who come up with some great names for pigs. Yeah. You know, not like what's the name of the pig in Charlotte's Web? I'm drawing a blank.
It's not
Wilbur.
It's Wilbur. Do they all call him Wilbur? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
they do some kind of like pork pun. You know,
anything's
Porky
better than
pork face.
Yeah,
I like that. Anything's better than oink oink. I don't know what that was. I don't know why that. It's oink, a bad name.
Your 2-year-old self coming out.
It really was.
It really was.
Well, what is that? An oink oink.
It's I there's a part of me this morning that feels very young, that feels like a younger than teenager person, because I just want to run off to the circus today. I don't want to do any of this or anything. I feel like running off to the circus today. And maybe this story is part of the reason, part of the reason bringing out the kid in me or whatever. Your kid might have beat this record over the weekend, but maybe not. We'll see. Marine Corps veteran in New Jersey named Justin O'Donnell set a new world record by playing World of Warcraft for 3 days straight.
Oh.
He played for 78 hours and 30 minutes. That's 3 days plus 6.5 hours. He says he got physically tired but didn't have any real trouble focusing. He got a 5-minute break every hour, which he mostly spent eating and playing with his dog. But he didn't sleep at all and ended up with 80 minutes of unused rest time.
Oh, my gosh.
The previous record was just 59 hours, so he beat that by a full day.
By a bit. Wow.
More on this in a moment. First, let's get to your phone calls. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Hawaii does have feral pigs all over the place. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
they do.
It does.
Oh.
Yeah, they got loose. Yep.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think a hurricane destroyed their habitat.
Mm.
Let them go years ago, and when I was over there, they were all over the place. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Wow,
I mean, not
interesting.
Like cats and dogs, but they were—you could see.
Interesting.
People would chase them down. The Hawaiians would chase them down with a knife and kill them that way. So,
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the feedback, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Have a great morning. That's an interesting. I didn't know that about Hawaii. Didn't know that.
Yes, when I was there visiting, I got to run over one with a car.
Oh man.
I thought it was a bag of garbage in the middle of the road.
Oh, no.
I just tried to, like, and there was no, you know, swerving around it because I didn't want to go into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over it, and it hit the bottom of my car.
Aww.
The car I was borrowing.
Did you?
Fortunately, no damage.
Did you hear it as you were driving away, Melissa? Beep, beep. That's all, folks. No. That was uncalled for. That was an uncalled for reference to Porky Pig. That was not fair. I'm learning so much here.
Yeah,
I
ready to go.
Know any of this? Oh, so this record that was broken at World of Warcraft. I'm curious. Is there a game that you would want to play that much? That you would want to beat the record for most or play the most amount of time? I think Red Dead Redemption is one of those ones I would.
Well,
love
you
to.
Could. You know what? That's such a big game, man.
Yeah,
you could probably play.
It's
open
world kind of thing. Any NCAA football game. You can play up to to 60 dynasties. You can play up to 60 years on that game. So in my head, that's where I am right now.
Oh, okay.
That's I'm recruiting this three-star talent out of Wyoming that I'm trying to get right now. That's what I'm doing. Is there a game that comes to mind for you guys that you would play or want to try to at least break the record? Think about it while we take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Okay, so my question is, how is 3 days the record? Like, I feel like I personally know people who've done World of Warcraft specifically for longer than that.
That game in particular.
I'm about to call up my friends and be like, yo, you need to report the world record dudes right now because what?
Yeah, yeah. Is there a game that you could think of that you would play that for try to break the record for?
World of Warcraft. I might have beaten that record.
Very good answer.
Yeah,
very
that good was answer. Good. I like that.
Appreciate the feedback. Thank you. Have a good morning. Anything from you two? Anything that you can think of, you guys?
Well, the only game that I currently play would be Valheim. And that's the game I would... Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's the music is soothing. You get to run around and pick berries and shoot pigs. So, you know,
it's fun. A full circle shooting pigs.
Yeah.
Starting to, do you have something against pigs? Let's absurd.
Maybe she does.
Game,
I don't know.
They're food, guys.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
They are food.
Yeah, it's very
good
true.
Food.
I'm trying to think, you know, because I know back in the day there was like some like RPGs that I know I would play, hours on, maybe one of the Final Fantasy games from, you know, the Super Nintendo or something like that. I remember playing many hours of that. But I think if there's anything right now that I'd be interested in, I don't know. But I don't think they're even that long. Like one of the Lego games.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Star Wars or the Hobbit or whatever it is. Yeah. Because those, they're kind of open world. You know, you can explore and stuff like that. But they're limited. So I don't know if you could actually play it for 3 days without getting like super bored.
Yeah. Does the fact that this is a Marine Corps veteran, does this give him an advantage?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I kind of feel like it does.
I stayed awake for 5 days once. It's nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Right? Yeah, I feel like all the training, everything it takes to be a Marine. I mean, playing a video game for 3 days, doing anything for 3 days straight, I would imagine. Maybe easier than it would be for some.
Right.
I wonder.
That's, and he didn't even use the rest time that they allotted him, which is pretty cool. I mean, wow.
And it's kind of funny, too, because it's so easy and so quick for us. And I do this, too, of, oh, this person doesn't have a life, or, oh, this loser that played a game for 3 days. I ain't calling this guy. No, not at all.
That takes, think about, you know, people out there, even if you're like a pretty avid gamer, you lose an interest in games after a while, after you play them for a long time.
Well,
I'm only good for about an hour.
I hear you.
Me too.
Games do not grab my attention the way they used to.
Right.
And I find myself playing them and usually like, oh, I should be doing this. Oh, I should be doing that.
Yeah, it feels like
there's so much to do.
That and I'm not very good at it.
Is it?
So, you know, after you die the 572nd time, you're kind of like, I'm done.
Oh, man. Now, see, I'm pretty sure I broke this record with my friend Craig with the game Ninja Gaiden. Yeah, that game was so hard, and I went through that, Melissa, where like you're trying to beat this boss like 19 times, and back then there was no save button.
Nope,
there was no saving point or
you
anything.
You could pause it, but you couldn't save it.
Yeah, you could pause it, but there was no save point. So if you got to level 18, you were staying on that. Like my friend Craig actually had a little red black and white TV that we played that game specifically on, and he would just leave it on, and before he moved out of town, that TV had like this faint like stain on it.
It burned into the tube, right?
It was crazy. I'd heard of that happening before. I'd never actually
seen it.
So I'm pretty sure that game we beat.
That was
some
a challenging game, I have to say. Ninja Gaiden was a challenging game.
That was a tough one. Yeah, tough one. We will get back to our to taking care of our partners. We'll come back with, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. But before we do, I want to remind everybody that we have something very cool going on. Maybe you heard a little bit about this throughout the morning already. It is Civic Media's statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
every weekday for the next 2 weeks at the top of the 7, 11 a.m. hours and the 1 and 4 o'clock hours in the afternoon, we're going to give you a keyword to text to us. If you got the Civic Media app, and you better have it, better go get that app.
Get it right now.
Go get that app.
Yeah.
You're going to want it because you're going to be having a chance to win some really, really cool stuff. We're going to be giving away either cash or gold jewelry. Mm-hmm. And our grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a Monday night, by the way, everybody.
That's a Monday night game.
That's a big game. That's a big game. And especially you see the way New Orleans has played this
last couple of weekends.
Everything.
Ooh, they're looking interesting this year, yeah.
Be listening here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and, of course, our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. The beginning of the mornings, we just got our keyword this morning. We got this all kicked off on the Sunrise Show
this morning.
Yeah. We already got a texter. I already got somebody texted in.
So start keeping up, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is a statewide contest, but definitely get in on it because they're giving away a lot.
Some good stuff.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to be, these statewide contests are in part, a national thing and part of what we do here, but also because we here at Civic Media are statewide. We are up and down the state, everybody. Mm-hmm. Wherever you're listening to us, you can find a local Civic Media radio station.
That's right.
And download that app, civicmedia.us. You can get to get ready to text us that word. We're looking forward to it. 11 a.m. hour is coming up. Let's go ahead and get to our break. We'll come back, have some more fun in the morning show here at WFHR. It is time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They got the day off today. And, well, while they got the day off, I encourage you to check out their Facebook page, everybody. Not only check out their daily specials and the cool things that they have going on over there, but they've got a big announcement that, according to their Facebook page, quote just from them, "We are so excited to announce that we added a member to our El Cafe family. Stay tuned."
Ooh.
That is pretty cool. Mazel tov. Congratulations, you guys.
That's right.
I'll be looking forward to finding out what that is. And we're looking forward to them opening their doors tomorrow. They'll be open right away tomorrow morning. Be sure to check them out. 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message any of our staff that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Love hearing from you guys. Love our birthdays and anniversaries announced live on the air. Go for it. I need a one or a two, Seth.
One.
All right, gives us that qualifier. And first up, we get to wish happy birthday to our friend and this community's friend, Representative Scott Krug.
Happy birthday, Scott.
When I say this all the time when I introduce any politician onto the airwaves, that this is our friend because all of our politicians are voted in.
Yeah.
And they are, I would say that we are very fortunate in this area. The gentleman that I get to talk to and are very adamant about, I don't just represent the people that voted for me. I think that is something that we need to bring have our politicians bring up more often.
I think so.
In fact, every single person, I don't care what you're running for, you should be running on a platform of that. With that in there. If you're not, then what are you doing? Because that's not how this whole political thing works. You don't just represent the people that, vote for you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the transparent conversations him and I have been able to have. Whether we are butting heads or not, we wrap up every conversation on a positive. That's a dance that takes both of us. And I appreciate that about him. Not to mention all the things that he enjoys and has done in this community and everything. Not even outside of politics. Which you a good day, Scott. Have a good one. We'll be talking this month. I'm talking later. And our qualifier today, Joan Hayes.
Oh, happy birthday, Joan.
Joan, wishing you a great one. And you're a qualifier today.
Yeah.
I say brag to everybody. Find strangers and brag to them. Tell everybody. Call up
just
relatives.
Broadcast it.
Just anybody you haven't talked to in years. The old high school friends. Hey, I'm the birthday and the anniversary qualifier. Like, all right, man, who is this? Who
what are they talking about?
Keep doing it. And congratulations to Joan.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. And another Joan, Nick Jonas, is 32.
That was a reach.
Nick Jonas, 32 today. I don't know which one he is.
He's one of them.
He's
a brother of something.
I'm confident he is one of the Jonas brothers. I just don't know which one. Let's see here. Alexis Bidal is 43. Rory in Gilmore Girls. She was in Handmaid's Tale as well, I believe. And she was in Sin City a little bit as well.
Wow.
I have not seen much of her, but when I saw, she's a good actor.
Oh, I love Alexis Bledel. She's awesome.
Yeah, I like what I've seen of her as an actor. Mm-hmm. She does a really good job. Has a very natural way of being on camera. Seems like she's very comfortable on there. Mm-hmm. I think you can make the argument the funniest woman on the planet, Amy Poehler, is 53.
All right.
Leslie Knope on Parks and Recs, Joy in Pixar's Inside Out, former not only Senate, they mentioned here former Saturday Night Live member, cast member. Not just that, she is also a member of the Groundlings and the really groundbreaking group, Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yes, they were classic.
Amy Poehler didn't need Saturday Night Live. She didn't. She already had a career. She had the Groundlings. She had the hit TV show Upright Citizens Brigade. She had a couple of these things going on. There's a handful of actors that this happened with recently. Beck Bennett was another one. Actors that don't necessarily need to do Saturday Night Live, but what it means, not just on your resume, but what it means to you as a performer to be able to do that gig. Mm-hmm. Because the show's been on as long as it has, everybody under the sun has, one, a favorite cast member or favorite cast, and two, hates the current cast. Everybody always talks trash about the current cast. Since we were kids, this has been happening.
Right.
And nobody ever, I didn't like it, but man, that's impressive what they do. Like, nobody gives credit to what they pull off on a weekly basis on Saturday Night Live. Amy Poehler wanted to do that, wanted to prove that she could do that.
It's a challenge.
And as I've heard her talk about in interviews, she's so thankful she did because it made her a better performer, made her a funnier performer.
Probably a better writer, too, considering what she went on to with Parks and Rec. Yeah.
Her and Tina Fey and Rachel Dratch at Second City were a force to be reckoned with. Mm. They were just maybe some of the greatest people to ever come through that building. Mark Anthony is 56. A singer. I don't know if he's still a pop singer or anything like that. And this is interesting. Amy Poehler and Molly Shannon share a birthday. Molly Shannon is 60 today. She, of course, a lot of great characters over the years that she's played, a lot of guest roles here and there as well. Mary Catherine Gallagher on SNL is one of her more famous characters. But Molly Shannon, she got done with the SNL gig and was kind of like, I'm good. Like, she wasn't really planning on working much more after that. She was focused on her family and a lot of that,
she had a one-woman show, if I remember correctly, for a while on Broadway, on the stage, which was pretty successful. And in the most recent Only Murders in the Building.
Yes.
Has a guest, a little appearance on that one.
She's been really good on there. Richard Marx is 61. Wow. Don't Mean Nothing, Right Here Waiting, Should Have Known Better, a bunch of 80s hits. Yeah. It's one of those artists you forget about until you hear his name again. Like,
He had some success, Mike. Yeah, right? He was wasn't bad.
The wonderful voice of Jennifer Tilly and her 66 today. I like her voice. A good actor.
Man.
Magician David Copperfield is 68.
Wow. He hasn't disappeared yet.
Yeah.
At least permanently.
Mickey Rourke is 72. A very good actor. Mickey Rourke's a good actor.
In spite of himself.
Yeah, even though he doesn't seem to want to be a good actor.
Really?
Really. Very few people have tried to destroy their career more than Mickey Rourke. And that's not me.
A couple of times.
That's according to Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
That's according to him and everything. Ed Begley Jr. is 75.
Love him.
Good actor. Has done a lot of good work on and off stage. And recently, I think younger people would know him as Stan Sitwell on Arrested Development. One of the great many cameos on that show.
Man, he would pop up in things you'd never expect to see him. He'd be like in a Star Trek episode. He'd be in all the... Yeah. Great character actor.
He's had a running for over a decade. He's been a guest voice on The Simpsons and everything, too. Yep. He's a good voice actor. And then some people no longer with us. And boy, this is going to take a second. First up, B.B. King, born on this day in 1925, passed away in 2015. You cannot tell the story of music without talking about B.B. King.
Man, he started when he was like 17 years old, going to Memphis at Sun Records. And he just went from there. What a career. What a life he had.
One of the greatest musicians of all time.
King of the blues.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Peter Falk, born on this day in 1927, Columbo superstar, fantastic actor.
The mumble, man. No one can mumble like him.
There was just one more thing. One more thing. God, I love Columbo. I remember as a kid, he would get me every once in a while. He'd be walking towards the door, and I'd look at the clock. And be like, how can he, the episode can't end. He hasn't solved it yet. Great actor. And speaking of great actors, the legend Lauren Bacall, born on this day in 1924, passed away in 2014. To have or to have not, she has got some of the more classic lines in movie history as well, and works so well with Bogart. Looked so good with Bogart.
She was in her first movie when she was 18 years old.
Impressive.
Impressive.
It's quite a list.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. We wish a happy birthday to everybody on our list and to everybody out there celebrating anniversaries, birthdays. Get them to us and keep on celebrating, everybody. We love this fun, positive segment we get to do every morning. We get to look forward to. Visit our friends at El Cafe tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get to our news break. We'll come back after checking with our partners. We're going to talk a little bit about the most unhealthy menu items on America's fast food chains.
Oh, good.
Getting into that when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. Three cool guests. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Three cool cats come back. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Good things coming up for you in a little bit. But right now, we're going to get into an interesting topic.
Okay.
There's a new there's new analysis out on the most unhealthy menu items at fast food chains. They compared 40 products across 24 chains, looking at calories, sugar, saturated fat, and sodium.
Okay.
Then they gave each one an unhealthiness score. And here are the least healthy and healthiest versions of each item.
Okay, I've got an idea here of where this is headed, but let's go. Let's do it.
So Five Guys had the unhealthiest cheeseburger, followed by Whataburger and Smashburger. Of the 16 places that with a qualifying cheeseburger, Culver's was the least unhealthy.
Hey.
Or healthiest, if you'd like to look at it that way.
Look at a more positive way.
Followed by McDonald's and Burger King.
Oh, how about that?
So those of us that, devour Culver's on a consistent basis, you can feel a little better about that.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind, of course, that we are using these words lightly as far as healthiest and that and everything.
I'm curious about, because, you know, there's not much you can do. The basics of a burger are, well, pretty basic. I mean, you can add stuff to it, but it's usually, it's usually like onions or like, you know, lettuce, tomatoes, which aren't necessarily that bad for you. So I don't. It must be how they make it, I guess.
Yeah. Popeyes had the unhealthiest chicken sandwich, followed by Fatburger and Zaxby's.
Zaxby's, wow.
Of the 20 places with a chicken sandwich, the McChicken at McDonald's was the least unhealthy, followed by Dairy Queen and Culver's.
Okay.
Culver's showing up on this list already.
I think we're finding something interesting out here.
There's a theme.
Yeah.
Popeyes also had the unhealthiest chicken nuggets, followed by Arby's and Shake Shack. Of the 9 places with nuggets, the McDonald's ones were the least unhealthy, followed by KFC and Wendy's.
Oh, okay. All right.
Interesting.
Wendy's makes the list for the first time.
Yeah.
Five Guys had the unhealthiest French fries, followed by Steak and Shake and Bojangles.
Okay.
Of all the 20 places, In-N-Out had the least unhealthy, followed by McDonald's and Church's Chicken.
Oh, wow.
For French fries. Is anybody else learning about new fast food places? Because
A little bit, yes.
I have not heard of Church's Chicken. I haven't heard of Bojangles.
Oh, yeah. Most of those are in the South, or towards the South, I should say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although you are one that had something on me. You know, you've been to In-N-Out Burger, which is they're all over in California, which I have not had, although I keep hearing how great they are.
They are awesome. Yeah, they are great.
I guess the reassuring thing is that most of these that have the unhealthiest stuff aren't around us.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's not an option.
That's a great point, yeah. Fatburger had the unhealthiest... Just calling your business Fatburger...
Fatburger,
like,
I mean...
It feels like a really... Like,
come on now.
You couldn't come up with anything else. Like, Fatburger had the unhealthiest vanilla shake, followed by Sonic and Five Guys. Of the 14 places with a shake, McDonald's had the healthiest one, followed by Smashburger and Arby's.
Okay.
That's because their ice cream at McDonald's, it doesn't contain that very much milk fat.
Dairy.
It's mostly sugar.
Non-dairy gum-based beverage?
It's just liquid sugar.
Yeah.
It's essentially... overall, this report has McDonald's as the healthiest fast food chain, and they do say this with, quotes, parentheses.
Yeah, of course, yes.
And this was very surprising to the reporters here, but only as long as you don't overeat them.
Right, right.
The World Economic Forum reports that around half of Americans are trying to eat more healthy, but 46% say that food pricing makes this a little more difficult.
That is true. Very true.
I think that honestly, that's my big takeaway from this mm-hmm. list, from this article.
Right.
Is, just trying to, it shouldn't cost as much to eat healthier, but we all understand that it does, mm-hmm. and finding the balance of that.
You know, I'm kind of curious. They didn't put on there, like, for most fast food places, what I'm guessing is some of the worst stuff you can get is their desserts.
Mm.
Like, would McDonald's apple pie be... Yeah. Up there, that sounds pretty, yeah,
kind of thing. I mean, include shakes. That's kind of a dessert.
Guess so. Yeah. Yeah, it depends on how much whipped cream you put on it.
I wonder, too.
Yes, because it's the whipped cream that's the problem.
Can you hold off on the whipped cream? I'm on a diet. Thank you.
I love that idea. With
a lot of these, too, I think that one of the things that stands out is that all of these fast food chains are noticing that people want to eat healthier. And mm-hmm. not only that, but being very honest about what is in their burgers, what is in their food, and making sure that the ingredients are up there more. That's becoming more and more of a thing.
Yep.
I don't know where they're going to go with this as far as prices go, because we had a stretch there, I would say, in the late 90s, early aughts, where we had like how many TGI Fridays and Ruby Tuesdays restaurants
fast
like
casual,
that.
I believe is what they called those places. Yeah.
And that faded. Pretty,
it sure did.
It didn't
yeah.
last very long, but that faded. I don't think that you're. I see a lot of reports looking at those kind of things and saying, "Oh, this is a trend. This is a trend that's been going on since we were kids." Though this has mm-hmm. been over like 20, 30 years of people wanting healthier fast food.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see it as a trend as much as, hey, maybe this is just what people want.
Well, yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, and now we got places now where you could, I don't know if it is actually, but it would be considered like Panera Bread, for mm-hmm. instance. Now, I don't even know if that's actually healthier for you or not, yeah. but the perception is probably that yes. it is, yeah. or like a Noodles and Company or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least at Panera Bread or a place like Qdoba, you're actually mm-hmm. getting fresh food.
True. That's a good point. Sure. So, I mean, if that doesn't necessarily mean healthier, but it could mean, well, should taste better, right? At least that's the theory.
Or you should be able to have the options to choose. Yeah. You could get a sandwich at a Panera Bread that is, you could theoretically get it all vegetable if you wanted.
That's true.
I almost feel like it doesn't matter what the topic we're talking about, more and more, it's just coming down to options. We want options.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is our health care, fast food, politics, whatever we're talking about, we want options. And we want good options, not just, this is what I could find. Here you go. Choose between
like
this.
TGI Fridays.
Yeah,
right.
Applebee's.
nice.
Well, and all this is leading to the fact that, and Taco Bell still does not have the 7-layer
yep.
bean burrito.
Yep.
Had to bring that up.
I did.
I wasn't gonna.
I needed to bring it up. It had to be said, Melissa. It had to be said.
Just like poking the bear, don't you? Just wait.
Oh, I should have seen that one coming. We're gonna take a break. I need a break. We're gonna take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Little Four Tops to play us in.
Oh, my favorite Motown group.
So good.
Just because that's the last one I heard.
So. Right. I would never, if I had the Temptations and Four Tops standing in front of me, I would never be able to
decide.
I wouldn't
be able to figure it out now.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I don't know. I don't know where to do. I got an interesting one here. Google has released some data on the inedible pumpkin spice scented stuff we are searching for online.
Oh,
and there are some strange birds in America. There's some interesting ones here. In many states, the most popular pumpkin spice scented items are personal care stuff. Soap, body wash, shampoo, deodorant, these kind of things. And hair color showed up on there. There's pumpkin spiced hair color?
Color? Okay. Weird. Anyway.
All right. This includes many people in the Midwest, Middle America, and Mountain States, plus Vermont, Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Alabama. People in Montana are specifically looking for pumpkin spice body butter. Don't want to know what that is.
It's a lotion.
It is a lotion. Okay, yep. Good.
Yeah.
Arkansas is searching for pumpkin spice toothpaste. And in North Carolina, people want pumpkin spice toilet paper. Now, that is a bridge too far for me.
What? No.
That is a bridge too far.
No.
Why would you want any kind of scent on your toilet paper?
Totally, Melissa.
No.
We are in complete agreement on something. We found it.
Yeah, no. We found it.
Flavorless toilet paper.
No. No.
Plain. Please, plain.
It's bad toilet paper industry. Bad.
Yeah, stop
bad.
It.
Go
stop
back
it.
To your ego. Back to your room.
Deodorant?
Why
would I want my armpits to smell like pumpkin spice?
No.
Gross.
I would think that would make you dislike pumpkin spice more if you're smelling it that and stuff.
It's the thing is because like with toilet paper and, you know, deodorant or anything like that, it's the combination smell that comes from the other things in the thing that you don't know what's going to happen with that. That's the problem. Thing. Yeah. I'm not trying to be overly gross, but
it was great. The self-editing
thing
you just did was amazing. It was fantastic. Many other states want pumpkin spice candles. They include Texas, Colorado, Oregon, Illinois, and the Dakotas, and New Jersey. New York
candles are perfectly acceptable.
That's fine.
New York is specifically looking for wax melts, and in Connecticut, the top search is for pumpkin spice candle in a mug.
Specifically candle in a mug. Okay.
That's a thing. Candle
wax
in a mug.
Wax melts? I don't know if I'm familiar with that. What is that?
Think of potpourri.
Okay.
Except it's a wax.
Gotcha.
It melts in a dish.
And
over
it releases
yep.
like odor. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And then you could, then you got, once the candle's done, you got a mug. I'm looking at it right now.
You
like
do.
This. I kind of like this. That's
very
cool.
Useful.
Two for one.
Yeah.
I'm a big mug person. I like having cups, lots of mugs, because they break so often. You know?
Okay, but the question is then, does every cup of coffee that you serve in that mug taste like pumpkin spice?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, because how many times you got to clean that thing?
I was going to say, it'd probably wear off after a while, but
It would. It's glass.
We're halfway through this list, and I wanted to bring up, anybody out there listening, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. How much do you, if you like pumpkin spice, that's one thing. But the people that, are mad about it, that, love pumpkin spice, I've never met this person. I've met plenty of people that like it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this time of year, they'll have a coffee, you know, with a pumpkin spice or anything. But I don't even know people that get into, the candles or anything like that. I'm in a real bubble on this one. I don't know enough people that are really that into it.
Well, apparently they exist.
Yeah.
They're somewhere. They are somewhere, yes. It's
something.
All one guy. It's just
it's
driving this whole thing.
I love that it's a guy.
It is. It's a guy. It's got to be. Because a woman would be as weirdly obsessed with it.
What can I say? I really like it.
or just buying it up for resale later, Beanie Babies.
Yeah. 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 Oh, God.
This stuff is going to be super popular in 20 years when they're not making it anymore. I'm going to make so much money.
This
I'm going to have the pumpkin spice store.
This is the greatest retirement plan of all time. Nobody think of this.
And this guy is apparently from Jersey.
Yes, apparently.
Well,
I don't know.
We did mention New Jersey in this list somewhere. So.
Some states are searching for pumpkin spice clothing, including California, Mississippi, and Nevada. In Georgia, people want a pumpkin spice sweater. Okay,
is it like the colors?
See, this is the confusion.
Is it a scent? Like, I don't want a scented sweater. No.
No what? Ew.
No.
We don't even know what pumpkin spice is anymore.
No.
It's become a meaningless thing at this point. So it's like, what it's whatever you want.
Is it a smell?
It's whatever alternative piece of reality you want.
Well, and I think I'm gonna anger some people here too, because I've never had a pumpkin. All I've had is coffees like this. Mm-hmm. And every coffee I've ever had that's pumpkin spice latte or whatever is just spice.
Mm-hmm.
I never taste the pumpkin. I never taste the pumpkin in these things. It's the whole reason I'm ordering it is one day hoping that it'll actually taste more pumpkin than spice.
Well, you know what pumpkin spice really tastes good in?
Mm.
Pop pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that where
this
all started?
Yeah.
Because people really like pumpkin pie, especially this time of year, right?
Go back to just pie.
Just do the pie.
You don't need anything more. Pie is perfect.
That's right. Wow, that's a ringing endorsement from Melissa.
Things,
my goodness.
Two things this morning?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure if I can handle this. I don't know.
I'm tongue-tied. I don't know what to say. I'm going to go to a caller.
We better have a disagreement at about, what, 9 o'clock or something?
Somewhere around 6. Yeah. Let's start then.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Melissa kind of took the words out of my mouth with the pumpkin pie, a family member of mine, they make pretty good pumpkin bars.
Like
cream cheese over top of that.
Delicious.
About the only thing that I would say would be is, obviously in the fall, you got to, kind of make the house smell fallish. You can get those scents, like the wax melts or the scenty melts that you got the pumpkin spice that might last a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough for me.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I don't need to have the pumpkin spice EP. You don't need to have the pumpkin spice t-shirt.
No.
Kevin, I pegged you for a deodorant pumpkin spice.
No,
not happening.
No. Hey, appreciate you, man. Safe travels out there today.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Best listeners in radio. People in Florida want pumpkin spice cat litter.
Combination smells.
Again.
You've gone too far. Come back.
It is Florida.
Come back.
Florida. Do we want him to come back?
Sorry. Love our Florida people. Said. We got a couple listeners out there in Florida.
I know we do.
We say hi to them. We say good morning to our Florida.
We need more.
Some Americans are cleaning with pumpkin spice. Several states want pumpkin spice dish soap. New Hampshire is looking for trash bags. And Indiana is hoping to find pumpkin spice power wash. Apparently to freshen up their driveways.
The outside of their house needs to smell like a pumpkin.
Man.
I'm washing my house with fall.
That's a great line.
That's a great line. I take it all back. I think we all got into the wrong industry. Like you can make pumpkin spice anything.
Yes.
And how many people are actually going to be like getting onto their driveway? kind of smells like it.
Oh my god! I love the
idea.
Larry,
what are the Joneses doing? They're all down on
their hands and knees.
Did they lose something? Did you lose a contact? Like what's going on over there?
Helen,
it smells like pumpkin spice.
I don't smell it. I don't. Get down. You got to really get down there. What are we doing? If I'm one of the owners of these companies, I'm just sitting back laughing, counting my money, and watching my stock go up.
Yeah, right.
Woo. And then there are even stranger pockets of the country.
Oh, boy.
The top pumpkin spice search in South Carolina is for earrings.
Oh.
And in Maryland, in Rhode Island, it's fabric. Looking for pumpkin spice fabric.
Okay.
In Missouri, pumpkin spice brake pads.
Brake pads?
There is some guy
earrings
with a...
Earrings in the fabric wasn't so weird, because those are just things that are like the colors or look like.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe the earrings could be scented. Maybe. But brakes?
Brake, I guess, if every time you hit the brakes, it smells like pumpkin spice. It's like a scratch and sniff thing, right?
The people behind you get like,
what was that?
Air freshener.
Where did that come from?
You know what's coming next, guys? And I'm going to say this out loud, and then we're all going to, go make these. Air fresheners to put in your tailpipe.
Yes. That's coming
there
next.
There you go. Smells like pumpkin spice.
I love the idea too of just somebody like I'm looking for pumpkin spice brake pads, and there's a guy who's like just sitting at let me look in back.
O'Reilly.
And he just goes and grabs a pair of brake pads, rubs like a pumpkin spice candle on them, and just like sells them. Yeah, extra $50 for those.
Right. It's a real racket.
Cash.
Yeah,
what, cash only.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah. I don't want no paper trail on that one. And finally, Maryland is looking for. Engagement rings, pumpkin spice engagement rings.
Hmm. I'm sure what that means.
I don't know why, but this one was the one that went too far for me. I don't know why. You could have gone a million. Cat litter should have been one of them, but that's the one.
It is. It's meaningless now. It has absolutely no meaning anymore.
We've gone too far. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello. Good morning.
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, okay.
They hung up. They panicked and hung up.
Well, I mean, when you hear pumpkin spice engagement ring, whatever you had that you were going to be talking about, like, okay, I don't know.
I'm done. Can't handle it.
I got nothing on this one. We've got a really fun contest going on right now. The Civic Media statewide Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. We're going to be doing this over the next couple of weeks at the top of the 7, 11 a.m. hours and the 1 and 4 o'clock afternoon hours. We're going to be playing on our stations. We're going to give you a keyword to text to us. You go ahead and download the Civic Media app, get ready to text this to us, and just like that, you can win hourly.
Hourly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except I bet you the jewelry that they're giving away is not pumpkin spice.
Yes.
I would really hope so.
They're much better about this, yes. Green or gold, you could win. You could win cash or gold, everybody, and this all leads up to our grand prize. One winner is going to win a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd, taking on New Orleans.
So you can go to Lambeau Field and not freeze your tailbone off.
Yes, hey, yes. Hey.
You can actually go inside and watch it. That sounds so cool.
I've heard...
It's the only way I would do it.
I have heard some amazing things about those seats, by the way. I've heard some like really good things about those seats before. That seems like a fun one. This is a fun contest. Big thank you to all of our Civic Media family members for working so hard behind the scenes to put this together.
Yes.
And all of this stuff, you guys, you notice, I didn't ask for anything here. I didn't tell you got to download this, scan this QR code jump through this hoop and jump through this hoop. All you got to do is use that Civic Media app that you already have on your phone.
That's right, because you have it already.
Yeah, text us these keywords and every top of the 7 and 11 a.m. hours and the 1 and 4 o'clock hours, and just like that, get in on this contest.
And you have to text it in during the hour.
Yes.
That's the other thing. Got to make sure you do it during that hour.
So. You got
like four opportunities every day.
Yes.
So awesome.
And there's daily winners, right, James?
Yes,
there
daily
is.
Winners, daily winners, hourly winners. We're looking forward to you winning. Be sure to be listening for that, everybody. We'll be back with more fun in the morning show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.